podcast. Reason number 19, Dave's Jesse Ventura impersonation. Listen, if you want to see a real conspiracist, check out the umpire at last night's game who called the River Bandits out on a third strike. That's a real conspiracy. I think he had a date to go to, and he wasn't going to stick around. You decide for yourself. Look at the film. Zapruder would be proud. Now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. And what we have in mind is two gentlemen enjoying the art of simple conversation.
Total communication.
It's an art form. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Really, really thrilled that you're here. By the way, the music you're hearing is Last Revolution by Joe Lavora. No longer available on the internet.
Why is
He's
that?
He's pulled all of his albums. He felt like it just was insisting upon itself. It was out there. He put it out there, and now it's time to reclaim it.
He had had a conversation with Taylor Swift, and they came to agreement.
Yes.
These dogs don't deserve it.
I think that was what he said. He said, Dave, these dogs don't deserve it. We had a lot of fun. My little brother Joey came up, and it was great to hang out with him this weekend. We went to Oscar's Pub.
How was that?
For the Beastie Boys thing. It was something else.
Outrageous?
It was outrageous, all right. It was something else, man. I will say this. If you missed it, I'm pretty sure Troy's going to be bringing those guys back.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that's all he kept saying. They were 30 seconds into the set, and he goes, they're coming back next year. And next year, and next year, next year.
And by
year.
Next year, I mean next season.
It could be.
And by that, I mean in a couple weeks.
Labor Day, book it.
If Dancing with the Stars can have four seasons in one season.
Yeah, good point.
So can we.
Great point. Welcome to the show. It's summertime here.
Yeah.
It's as we sit here in the Campriati Studios, it's June 26th. Which
days are getting shorter.
We're exactly 6 months away from Christmas, and the days are getting shorter.
Both I think we lose 11 seconds today.
It's going to be darker 11 seconds? That seems pretty quick for it to be getting that dark that fast.
11 seconds
Although,
is what you're losing.
I will say this, as someone who goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night, that'll be terrific.
Not a problem.
Jesus, trying to get some sleep when it's looks like it's noon outside. What, am I living in the Arctic Circle?
I should let you borrow my eclipse glasses.
What do those do?
Keep things nice and dark? Well, it blocks out everything, doesn't it?
Really?
For the most part.
What do you need those for?
What do I need those for?
Yeah, why do you have eclipse glasses?
Well, I had them for the eclipse.
Oh, see, I thought eclipse was like a brand name.
No.
You mean a genuine eclipse of the sun?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to block everything out.
Here I'm thinking there's some new cool thing that I don't know about. You know, eclipse glasses. It's like aviator shades or something.
If you want, I'll help put the foil up on the windows.
Well, I don't want people thinking I'm a nut job. More so than they already do.
I had a friend who, was he working third shift at the time when we were living out in Phoenix? And he had put up foil on all the windows. And the apartment complex came by and said,
"We can't.
Hey, nutball!
Yeah.
We can't have this.
We
going
can't
on.
Have you. No,
no.
Would it matter with the way that foil works? Would it matter which side you show? Because there's like the dull side and the shiny side. Which is better at?
For all I know, it made it worse.
Yeah, it could have been. It's like you're living in a baked potato. Is what I'm saying. Like it would depend which way it was. You want the heat to bounce outside the home, not be drawn into it.
I didn't go into the room.
This was, again, when you were living in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got an air conditioner that's on the fritz.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not cheap.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, it'll blow the circuit, and it sounds like, from what my guy Cushman is saying, I just need to get a new unit. Yeah.
Bite the bullet and get a whole new unit, huh?
I guess.
Well, it's better.
Either that or we just open the windows.
Can we make it? If we can just make it to September.
Well, that's what I said. This is my argument. I said, we're 90 days away from autumn. Do we really need the air conditioning?
A couple fans.
Right.
I mean, how many years did you go without it?
My whole life we didn't have air conditioning.
Exactly.
I didn't have air conditioning until I left the house I grew up
in. The only reason I saw Star Wars twice is because it's in an air-conditioned theater.
It's a great point. First story comes to us from...
Oh, so you're a big fan of Star Wars.
Not particularly.
I like air conditioning.
Tell you what, I would have watched, I would have sat here and watched Deer Hunter if it would have kept me cool.
I don't know what these guys, I don't know what these alligators are saying.
They're not alligators.
Some of them look like alligators.
I don't know. The one man shot the alligator man.
I don't know what it is.
Clearly shot first.
I should mention.
Yeah.
Speaking of seasons, of course, it's baseball season.
Indeed it is.
The River Bandits will be back in town on Thursday for a quick little two-game stint.
Yeah.
The walls are coming down.
The flood walls?
The flood walls are coming down.
Will that be in time for the game?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I think they'll probably be done by the end of the
day. Now, can you get over the railroad tracks?
You could. I would say yes.
Okay.
But
I'm someone that cares about the underside of their vehicle. Can you get over the railroad tracks?
To me, it looks like yes.
Mm-hmm. But to me, it looks like that course outside of the Hummer dealership where you can do all the fun things with your Jeep.
No, they're still working on it, but it looks like they're awfully gosh darn close to, yes, you would be able to drive over the tracks at that particular juncture.
Our friends at the Canadian Railroad are working tirelessly on this, I'm told.
Okay.
Tirelessly. I got a story from Florida.
Florida.
And I'm sharing this with you because I have a feeling we'll be talking about this on a future episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. By the way, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And remind me, when I get done with this story, about people listening to the podcast, I have an important point that occurred to me, and I want to make sure I make it because I keep forgetting to make it.
All right.
But this story comes to us from Florida. And again, I suspect that this isn't the last we're going to be hearing of this. There's a Florida sanctuary that is now offering a program where you can do yoga with live tigers.
Mm.
Yoga with tigers, they call it, at the Big Cat Habitat and Gulf Coast Sanctuary down there in Sarasota.
Now, is this the best idea?
What I'm saying is, I have a feeling before the summer is over,
we'll
be reviewing this.
I've seen the goat yoga.
Yeah.
And I've even seen young mothers with baby yoga.
Okay.
But this is
yoga with tigers. I guess is along that vein. People will exercise their bodies and their minds through yoga, combined with an up close experience with lions, tigers, and other big cats. This is every fourth Saturday, available for the first 24 people that show up, or as the tigers call them, a case. And it starts July 27th. That'll be the next session. So sometime in early August, I suspect, we'll have a story for you about something going horribly wrong at again.
You know you get just as much out of it if there's nothing there.
Well, explain to me what goat yoga is. How is it different from regular yoga? Why would adding tigers make the yoga better for you?
These people are ridiculous.
Right?
It's...
And do you want to get sweaty in front of a big cat?
It might as well just be blacklight yoga.
Well, I don't know about that.
Where you're...
Not in these pants. I don't know if that's the best idea.
Look what you just
Consider
did.
Yourself zing.
The Zing of the Day.
Zing of the Day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Yeah, no, that's... You're right. It's like...
Sorry, everybody.
These are my all-purpose...
I thought it would wash out.
These are my all-purpose stretch pants.
Sorry, everybody. Sometimes... But I guess sometimes I do a little stretching at home.
Looks to me like we're all in the same boat here.
You don't get to judge me.
Don't judge me.
What are those acid washed yoga pants, Carol?
No.
Stop yourself. The Zing of the Day, brought to us by the East Mill Coffee Company, huh?
We should mention, if you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you can use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Now, Dave mentioned the big party they had on Saturday, and they're back at it again.
Another one?
Don't miss the Bermuda Triangle Fun Ride. This is happening on Saturday, July 6th.
This is the most Troy thing I've ever heard
in
my
life.
It is.
The Bermuda Triangle Fun Ride. It starts and ends at Oscar's Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub. $25 per person. You can register starting at 11 a.m. on the day of. Again, that's July 6th. The fee includes, of course, the ride, a t-shirt, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscar's Pub.
Here's a text sent to us on the Oscar's Pub, and it's a picture text. So look at that. Somebody was at Duck Creek, and they saw some turtles.
Yeah, I like turtles.
Yeah, you bet your sweet ass. Thanks for remembering remembering the turtle bit that we used to do. That's been...
Hey, that's something everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, right. If somebody asks you if you're a turtle, you say, you bet your sweet ass.
I like turtles.
Otherwise, you have to buy them a beer. That's something we stole from World War II fighter pilots. Here's another one from the 563. It says, loved hearing Lizzo, 100% dat bitch.
Took a DNA test.
I'm all about Lizzo. She was on the BET Awards last night, and I watched it this morning.
Nice.
She comes out of a giant wedding cake, and she just goes, hey, BET, anybody want some cake? She is my everything this summer. Mm-hmm. This Lizzo is just phenomenal. She's got another song called Juicy that I really enjoy.
Good.
Okay, so this is a request for a drop, I guess. And
dead bitch.
Yeah. No, that's Arnetta the Mood Setter. Not Lizzo. Both of those women, though, I'm 100% a fan of.
All you talking behind my back.
I hear someone that wanted you to know that Christopher Cross, Todd Rundgren, and Mickey Dolenz were going to be doing a salute to the White Album.
Yes,
is that a thing?
Yeah, they're calling it 50 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was released 51.
I do have a new drop that I have added into the arsenal. I'm not going to just play it just to play it this time. It'll be organic. This is from Craig S., who's a wizard. That means he's listened to every single podcast.
Right.
It says, thank you guys so much for turning me onto that video. Thank you for turning me onto that video of them blowing up the whale. Mm. That made my day. You should make the humor of the situation quickly turned into a fight for survival into a drop. It's great. I have. That's on your suggestion, I have.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for continuing to add humor to my day despite having full-time jobs. Yeah, no, thanks for letting us do it. And that's a larger point I wanted to make here. And please reach out to us on the Oscars Pub text line, because I was thinking about this, Darren. As someone who goes over the data of who all is consuming the show, we have, in many ways, a bigger audience than we had when we were doing the show together on FM radio. What's different about it?
Well, that's what we tried to tell people.
Well, that's so.
And that didn't make any point. That didn't make any sense to them.
My point is this. It's a different audience. Because there are still people that will come up and say, really miss you guys.
Yeah.
Miss you guys on the radio. And I can appreciate that. But, again, you don't have to miss us. We're on your phone now.
Right.
But
how's that work?
But it's been, you know, next week will be 5 years since we were told they wanted to turn the station into something.
The Bears.
Yeah, right.
The Bears.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it's been 5 years since we were given our orders to Vamoose so they could make a fortune on young female country fans. And again, I wish them nothing but the best.
I don't. There's nothing wrong with bad things happening to bad people. There's nothing wrong with it. It's really one of my favorite things. So, what do I have left in this world, maybe? Well, am I lucky 20 years?
Yeah.
20 years?
Instant karma.
That is really going to continue to climb up the charts as far as my favorite things.
Instant karma is not going to get you.
But unfortunately.
No, but it's not as satisfying when it's instant. But they'll get there, so it'll all work out. My point is this. The point that I'm struggling to make is there are a lot of you who listen to the podcast who have never heard us when we were doing the FM radio show.
That's weird.
There are a lot of newer listeners, and I think a lot of times on the show...
Are you saying they don't believe us?
No. My point is this.
You were never on the radio.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Why, you ridiculous man.
You two. If you two want to pretend you're doing a radio show from one of your guys' house, that's one thing.
But
you will not besmirch the good name of Mr. Marconi's invention. We do a lot of inside jokes, and if there's ever an inside joke, like the other day we were doing Dr. White Trash. Everybody knows what Dr. White Trash is. I imagine most of you do. But if there's ever a reference that you don't get, what I'm telling you is reach out and
sure.
I'll explain it to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So that when we do these inside jokes,
then
a
you're
lot
in
of this,
on it the next time.
Right, because what this is a group of friends that sit together and crack jokes. Well, so if there's ever a time you're like, you made a reference to this and I don't know what it is, we'll be happy to explain it to
you. Yeah, there's a glossary.
There should be, although there's just so much nonsense, I don't know how we would compile it all. That's not a job for either one of us.
No.
I'm happy to put things on the whiteboard and explain if there's ever a thing where you're like, you guys mentioned this, but you never really connected what it was, and it sounds like something maybe you've been joking about for a while.
Sure.
And people have done that from time to time. They'll reach out and go, what does that mean? happy to do it. The text line is the appropriate place for that to happen. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right, top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast brought to you by Jacob's Mulch
Men.
And Services, serving the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates and visit them online at jacobsmulch.com for free text message estimates. Big or small, they do them all. Call today to arrange mulch delivery and, more importantly, spreading. It's the finishing touch every garden deserves. Save time and the hassle. Don't break your back. Have your mulch delivered to your home or business or job site. Let Jacob's Mulch and Services do the spreading. They specialize in landscaping, from urban designs to gardens and landscape cleanups. They even do ornamental projects. Jacob's Mulch and Services, 215 50th Street in Moline. Call 309-762-1520 for your free estimate today. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including their Slobby Joe, slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, you can email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. Mm. Or you can call this number, 563-284-2331.
Let me point out, too, that as we're coming up on 5 years, the anniversary of the day the laughter died.
We're out doing a remote down by a boat by the river.
Were we?
Yeah. Don't you remember they called us back to do a remote the day they tried to get rid of us?
Did we end up doing the remote?
Yeah.
So they fired us and then we did a remote?
That day. Don't you remember they called back and it was all very convoluted and confusing?
I don't remember. Please, there's a lot of that 5 years ago that I have very, very purposely deleted from my memory banks. So they fired us. I'm kind of remembering
and
this
then
now.
We did a remote. We were down by one of the boats on the river.
Well,
but
was it for a career fair or
something? No, it was for, I think,
apartments or something?
Apartments.
Western Illinois.
For Western Illinois.
That was the day they fired us?
Yeah.
So they fired us and then we had to go back and do a remote?
Well, and then we went back and did 3 more weeks of work.
Right.
Which...
Well, it all worked out for everybody. Everybody got what they deserved.
That hurts.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Not saying it's not true. Hurts.
So, okay. We found out that they were going to get rid of us.
We found out, and they let us go on Paul McCartney's birthday, and then our last day was Ringo Starr's birthday. If that helps in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Our first day not going to... We got fired on the 6th, because that's my anniversary is the 7th.
Oh, okay. Close enough.
Yeah, they ruined...
Close enough for Ringo.
They ruined all the important...
Close enough for Ringo, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Ringo bingo. So
80 years old next year.
Peace and love. So the next year he will be, not this year.
Right.
Okay, so he's 78 right now.
Yeah.
So we knew they were going to fire us because the idiot that was running the place was telling everyone in the building.
Right.
So then we found out, went to his office and said, hey, we're here, you're getting rid of us.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not comfortable having this conversation.
too bad.
And I go, it's too bad you're not comfortable. Yeah. This is our lives we're talking about here. So then we quit that day, or we left and it was done?
Yeah. Wait a minute, guys.
Because they weren't ready to launch their female country super megawatt WLLR killer.
They needed a little bit more time.
Right. Maybe think about that before you blabbed everybody that you're getting rid of us. So then it was the day we found out that we were... I'm just putting this together. I'm sorry if this is boring for everybody. We knew that they were going to fire us. We found out that day. We left, and they said, we need you to do this remote. And then we did the remote, and then we kept going back to work until they could get the country for young females up and running. Was that the deal?
Yes, essentially.
Okay. So 5 years ago right now, we were going to work every day thinking it was our last day of work. We had no idea. We didn't know until, like, the morning of that was our last show, right?
Yeah.
But even though we knew it was our last show, we just did our show and then we just left.
Yes.
We didn't, you know.
Yeah, we had the, all the...
Because I'd assumed they would realize a week after letting us go...
Others were ball babies.
That was going, yeah. I assumed by being a professional that we weren't monsters. I assumed by being as professional as possible, in a week or two, they would realize what a colossal mistake they made, and they would come back on their hands and knees begging us to come back. I didn't think that. Well, that was what I thought. But turned out not to be the case. All right, number one. I'm sorry to keep harping on that. But just this time of year triggers a lot of these memories.
Listen, you need a vacation.
That's coming up. So at the University of Maryland, they're now offering at the Maryland School of Pharmacy a master's degree in marijuana. This is...
Can you fast track that that study?
Well, I think honestly, Darren, if they looked at your transcript, I think if they were just take a look at the body of your work,
I understand you do it high guy style.
You got it.
I'd like to do this program high guy style.
You got it. So what they're doing with this program is
marijuana makes you lazy.
Yeah, rest in peace, Rashawn. This is for pharmacists, for healthcare practitioners, scientists, regulators, dispensary owners, and industry professionals. Classes will be primarily held online with an in-person symposium that's held each semester. University saying here in a news release that students who complete the program will be better equipped to contribute to research and policy decisions related to cannabis.
Well, it makes sense.
Classes start August 26th, if you want to, you know, matriculate that way to the quad, if your green-soaked desire takes you that way.
Number two.
Did you see Pritzker signed today? The Illinois legalization?
It's
the law of the land. January 1st.
January 1st. Even though we might not be ready? Or we will be ready.
You'll be able to go.
We'll be ready. There's got to be other people that are plug and play. It's like, this is how we do it.
Yeah, well, you're right. I think the only place you'll be able to go January 1st is Milan. The place in Milan, that's the only place you'll be able to go. Prepare yourself for a bit of a line. I'll just throw it out there.
I might bring my own.
Well, how about this? A woman runs over and kills the examiner during a driving test. Woman was doing.
Is this number two or number
this
three?
This is number two.
Okay.
Yeah. This driving examiner run over and killed by a 68-year-old woman. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. This happened in Poland.
So this
in the
this
southern
is, this,
city of
Rybnik. This is pass fail, right?
In the southern Polish city of Rybnik yesterday, driving examiner run over and killed by a 68-year-old woman taking her test. The driving instructor was 35 years old, killed.
How do you explain that when you come home? How'd your test go?
All right, let's role play this. You be Babushka, and I'll be Stanislaw, and you come home, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, welcome back. Did you pass the test?
Dead.
Dead? What do you mean dead? Was it dead success?
Zammer's dead. Killed him.
Killed him? Like you killed the test? You got the driver's license?
Dead. Ran over
him. The city deputy's police commissioner
dead.
Says that this 68-year-old woman, in circumstances which are unknown at the present time, hit the examiner.
A Polish driving test, no less.
Yes.
How many 68-year-old women does it take?
Usually, Polish women fail the driving exam by burning their mouth on the tailpipe.
Fabulous cooks.
They say at the time of the accident, this guy was probably testing somebody else. Was probably testing another candidate when this woman ran into him.
So she was just practicing.
Footage shows a red Toyota Yaris involved in the accident, with its front bumper and number plate hanging off as it was loaded onto a truck.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit him at pretty high speed.
Not the best.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fears Infected. They are celebrating their 25 years of fear, and they present The Return of Infected, the Quad City's only summertime haunt. and the wait is over. It is this weekend, one weekend only, Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th from 8 till midnight. Tickets are $15, VIP $20, and available online at the website factoryoffear.com. Groups will be limited to five or less, and tickets are very limited. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and they present Infected. Infected puts you and your group in a new storyline in which you choose your path and you control the outcome. The zombies have completely taken over, and you're locked inside. Can you find the serum in time and make it out alive or become infected yourself? It's total chaos. More scares, possibilities, and surprises than ever again this weekend and this weekend only. Infected, the very first zombie survival experience in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. Come check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex.
Yes.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. And of course, if you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
And what if you're there for brunch?
Same deal.
How about Linner?
And Linner as well.
Excellent.
Linner's at what? Linner's at 4?
Yeah, 4:15.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, maybe 3:45. I mean, I don't know, but live your life, man. I'm not telling you when to eat. I'm not comfortable giving that information out.
Oh, I don't like big crowds.
Three.
Well, is there a big crowd for Linner?
There is something to be said when your dining schedule is a little off from the norm,
mm-hmm.
and you go out
and getting
to eat,
the place to yourself,
and you have the place to yourself.
Sure.
I mean, there is something to be said for that.
Absolutely.
I took my brother out for lunch the other day, and we didn't have lunch till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
but it was perfect.
Oh, you were probably nobody baked.
No.
And by that, I mean...
that we were smoking marijuana? No, that didn't happen. One of us doesn't smoke. Mm. Let's move on to number three, shall we?
Uh-huh.
Number three.
Boy, this is nice. We just got a little cloud cover here in the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio.
It got dark.
That's
more
weird.
We got more storms.
It's weird.
Have we done the story, Bert? Show? Have we done the story about the guy who won his lottery ticket and had to give the money to his ex-wife? Have I done that story on this show?
No.
So this happened in Michigan. This
I did guy hear about it.
Is separated from his wife.
Yes.
For 2 years. Buys a lottery ticket.
Good and separated.
Yeah, I mean,
divorced.
2 years seems like a long enough time to be separated.
Yeah.
And I've never been through it, and God willing, I never will be. But does it seem like a long time to be separated? What are you waiting for? Why are you separated that long?
It happens.
Okay. Well, it just seems he won $80 million in the lottery, and he's been ordered by a judge to pay half to his ex-wife.
Well, do they file their taxes as a married couple? Did they use that against him?
They're saying that it's marital property because you were separated, you weren't divorced,
yeah.
So your ex-wife gets half of your winnings. Richard Dick Zalasko.
Did Dick Zalasko think it was okay to tell his separated wife that he won?
Hello,
because
I'm Dick Zalasko.
I sure wouldn't.
Well, she's going to find out, though, Darren. The guy won $80 million.
Yeah.
She's going to find out. I don't know that he went and told her.
So you get to keep half, and she gets half, so she's got, what, $20 million or something, huh?
Yeah.
For doing nothing.
They got married in 2004. They have three kids. They were separated for 2 years
at
the time.
Well, okay, they had kids.
Yeah, give the money to the kids, not the ex-wife. You see what I'm saying? The kids will want for nothing because their dad won $80 million. But why does my ex-wife get this money? He wins the Mega Million. A Michigan's appeal court ruled that this guy has to pay his ex-wife half the winnings because the divorce was not yet final. This guy won, and this has been in the courts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He won the $80 million jackpot in July of 2013.
Mm.
After taxes, he won $80 million. After taxes, he brought home $38.8 million. Well, an arbiter has decided that the ex-wife gets
half of that. Again, they hadn't lived together for 2 years. Which is crazy. The divorce just got finalized.
What's the murder rate for arbiters?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer
for
it.
Or how often do they get sucker punched?
There aren't a lot of great stories there, are there?
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Why did he punch you? I'm an arbiter.
Because of what I do for a living.
What I do for a living. What because do you do?
I make really dumb decisions for a living.
I make a bunch of decisions.
He had a problem with that.
I make a lot of life-changing decisions that are none of my business.
Well, couldn't you say, like, cause this was obviously in the courts for a time. Couldn't you say, all right, sugar, here's, you know, she got to end up getting $15 million. You couldn't say, I'll give you $3 million. Well, no, because why would she take $3 million?
Why would
Because why should she get any?
Well, you could, you know, that could be the threat. You're getting nothing.
Yeah, I guess how about you get nothing and like it? Seems, I know that's what Judge Spaulding would have said.
Number four.
Judge Smales. Spaulding.
Judge Smales.
Spaulding is his nephew.
Well, did he become a judge?
He did. He followed in his uncle's footsteps. Ended up dying heart failure because he had an all grizzle diet, which you're fat. It's not the best for you.
I'll have the cream of gristle, please. And the tomato garagiola. Thank you.
I don't think you're supposed to eat that.
Just before you go swimming.
How about this? How's this for your beach vacation? Couple says they were held hostage in their own home for 6 days because every time they left the house, seagulls would attack them.
A flock.
That's right. What do you do, Roy and Brenda Picard? You were constantly...
Well, we tried to run. We ran so far away, but we couldn't get away.
This is what I don't get. She's 71 and he's 77. Now, when I hear that the
you
seagulls
can't call anyone?
Every time they tried to leave their house, they were attacked by seagulls, right? So in your head, are you picturing the same thing I'm picturing? It's a Hitchcock movie.
Sure.
No, this was two seagulls. Two squawking adult
two.
Seagulls after two seagull chicks ended up on their roof.
It was George Seagull.
Mr. Picard, Roy, 77, was so viciously attacked that he ended up with a bloody head wound and had to go to the hospital. He says, I wasn't able to get out the front door. If I tried to get out the front door, the two adult birds are right there, and I've got no chance. It's genuinely frightening.
It's total chaos. More scares, more possibilities.
Does this give them an idea? Now, did they use my idea for the 4th of July, the Yankee Doodle Deadly? Did you ever end up giving them that?
Because
they didn't do the 4th of July.
They didn't do the 4th of July. Right. They're doing one a week before the 4th of July.
But then, did you?
That's this weekend.
But did you?
I mean,
give
the 4th is almost
did
here.
Did you give them Yankee Doodle Deadly, or did you forget?
They already had a name.
Five.
Well, I can hope for next year, I guess.
Before we get to number five, we should mention that the podcast is being brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? How about a super tasty protein puck? How about a Fresca? Packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as stuff that you can take home. Whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean.
Mm.
I understand we've got some specialty program coming up, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate it.
Our cameras stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere. Pieces of meat passed high over our heads while others were falling at our feet. The dunes were rapidly evacuated as spectators escaped both the falling debris and the overwhelming smell.
Five.
I love just how matter of fact that cat is.
Yeah, listen, I'm doing my job.
Giant pieces of whale were going everywhere. We were running for our
lives. If this whale blows up, go crazy, kids.
You mentioned Amazon, Darren, and they're in the news this morning because Prime Day is going to be 2 days this year. Amazon Prime Day deals will now take place over 2 days this year.
Two consecutive days?
Yes.
Ooh.
Indeed. Amazon's Prime Day comes back for the fifth time next month, and it will start at midnight on Monday, July the 15th.
Okay.
And then it'll go all the way for 48 hours after that.
Well, remind me to mention that.
They say there will be more than a million deals and steep discounts on all of your Alexa-enabled devices. They did this last year. They had Prime Day last for 36 hours. So now they're saying, why not 48? Why not make it 48? Mm-hmm. This has become a huge
it's like Toyota-thon
in the retail world.
It's a lobster fest for the rest of us.
Well, but this makes sense. Whoever came up with Prime Day didn't get fired. Whoever came up with lobster fest, they no longer have a job.
Well,
doing anything. I'm assuming. Because didn't Red Lobster about go bankrupt for Lobster Fest?
No, that
Fest?
Was Endless Crab. They still have Lobster Fest.
Okay, Endless Crab Fest.
Endless Crab is what killed them.
Makes sense.
Almost bury the entire franchise.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We are back tomorrow. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Again, don't miss their latest stunt, the Bermuda Triangle fun ride. On Saturday, July 6th, it starts and ends at Oscar's Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub along the way. $25 per person. You can register starting at 11 a.m. the day of. The fee includes, of course, the ride, a T-shirt, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscar's. The podcast has originated from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink.
Mm.
Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Anytime's a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks!
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.